Simon Chav Zayin Sif Gimel. Haminig Anochel Nesakin Shem Abarta Shabu Arutzu Averis Tei Menachos Letzad HaKosev Vakzitzu Letzad HaYad. So the Mabarta Loshen, Loshen of Oiver, passing through, that's where the Ritzua passes through the Tefillin. That's called the Mabarta. So theoretically, we could have put on the Tefillin with the Mabarta facing towards the person's hand. We could put it on the Tefillin with the Mabarta facing towards the person's shoulder. So the proper way is to put it on with the Mabarta facing towards the shoulder, and the Ksitza, which is the actual Tefillin itself, is facing towards the hand. Okay. Now, so the Mishavur Yubei is like Tzitzo. Vidra Meniach Tefillin Mimi She'enu Iter, early Hippuch. So I'm borrowing somebody's Tefillin, and his Tefillin, or Tefillin from a, I'm a lefty and he's a righty. So I'm taking that pair of Tefillin, and I'm putting it on the other arm. So now I have a conflict. We said before that you're supposed to have the Yud of the Tefillin towards the heart. You're supposed to have the tzitza towards the shoulder. So I take this tefillin, which is on my left arm, on that person's left arm, with the marbarta on top and the yud towards the heart. I put it on the right arm, so the marbarta is on top, the yud is facing out, away from the heart. I could turn it around and have the yud facing towards the heart, but then the marbarta is towards the hand. So in that situation, he can't redo the tefillin. So what do you do? Ein birolocha. So you take a look at the birolocha. So the birolocha goes through the possibilities of what's preferred. It comes out in the situation that having the yud towards the heart is more important. So you'd actually put on the tefillin with the mabarta facing towards the hand. So that's where the yud is facing in. Now, getting used to tying it like that would probably be a little bit challenging, but okay, that's, you know, that's the way it is. Okay. Dalit. Lo yehei davar chaytetz bein betfilin the psorai. There should not be any type of a chatzitza between the tefillin and the person's skin. Lo yishnosh shayad v'lishnosh shalrosh. That applies to the tefillin shayad and the tefillin shalrosh. Now, the reason why he's saying that is because there is a Shitas HaRashba, which we're going to see in the next Siv, with differentiates between the Shayad and the Shorosh. And he's going to say in a situation of necessity, we might have to rely on that opinion, according to the Rashba. But meanwhile, he's saying that the Stamsak is that we don't differentiate, not like the Rashba. And the Din of Chazitz applies to the Shayad and the Shorosh. Okay. Hagor comes the Ramah, and he adds another shtickle. The Dafka Betul is referring to the Tefillin has to be directly onto your Basur. Alba Ritzuas Ein Lahakud. When it comes to the Ritzuas, it's not an issue. And we'll see the Mishabur is going to qualify that there's really different parts of the Ritzuas, which are the required part of the Ritzuas, and there's the extra part of the Ritzuas. So the required part of the Ritzuas, Mishibur is going to say that the Achorin and Paskin Chatzitza is an issue, and the extra, that's what he's saying, it's okay. We'll see what that is. Mishibur, you're Gimel. Hello, Yehei. The Ksiba Yodecho. It has to be on your hands. The Tefillin Shalrosh Ksiv is Bein Einecho, which you understand to mean on the part of the head, which is corresponds to Bein Einecho, but it's on your head. The Rechaytze Tefillin Chatzitza Kaldu, even if it's a little bit, it's going to be, even if it's covering a smaller part of the area, or it's a very thin Chatzitza. Benochon Zodach Achila Filu. The kira chaya shall be mafsid ben tefillin lebasur. The person should not have any lice there, not even a louse. Valkaponim be kina mesa offer yeshis or v'shur by kina mesa and by offer by dirt. The person should be careful over there. Valken yet ishnaigim lurchatz makom hanochas atfillin. Some people were careful; they would wash if they couldn't get a chance to wash their whole body. They would at least wash the place where they put on their tefillin. There shouldn't be any dirt between the tefillin and their skin. Because of a saver, Ravida's off. near the Masha Ritzuach, it says it's the Pomin Bein Tfil and the Psara, the Mikra Chatzitza. But the Min Bemino, and the Chatzitz, we have a rule in Shas that something made out that the same type of item can't function as a Chatzitza. So the more talks about a person would hold a lulav, but he has something on his hand, what he has in his hand is the same Min as the lulav. So it will not be a problem of a chatzitza.
Is there any shaila if somebody, let's say, became religious later in life and he had a tattoo on that spot? Did you hear such a question?
Yes, the question is could come up more than once. Tattoo is not a chatzitza issue.
The ink is in the
skin itself. It's put into the skin. That's exactly why the issue of the Torah is because it's made permanent by putting it into the skin.
So it's not chatzitza.
Not chatzitza. There's a question.
Part of the body at this point.
The question always comes up if it's proper to put the tefillin on, depending on what the tattoo might be. Oh. It's proper to put the tefillin there.
I was just referring to chatzitza.
Right.
Maybe.
So that's where the question. That's where the question comes up. However, he quoted before he says it's not proper to put the ritzua around the under the tatura because it's a chatzitza. So apparently he understood that doesn't apply over here, it means it doesn't act as a chatzitza, but he's understanding it to mean that it's on the kiyum of al yodecha, it's lacking an al yodecha.
Or the green guy,
do you think? So now it's an interesting question which will come up later on. There's people wear tefillin, the Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. So the people wear Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. Most of them wear one after the other, but some people the same one and they wear both at the same time. So you're wearing them both at the same time. It means that what you're going to have is that the Rebbeinu Tam is on top of the Rashi.
Why do you have to wear it at the same time?
Well, you don't have to wear the same time. So they do.
What's the plus in that?
The plus in that is because you're doing all of your all your acts of tefillah wearing whichever tefillah is the right tefillah. Right. So they wear a very small tefillah to do that, but you're gonna the ritzua of one has to go over the ritzua of the other. Right. You don't wear the ksitza one on top of the other, but the ritzua of one goes over the ritzua of the other. So Mishmur will talk about later on how to wear that should be done properly, and Siman Lamed Aleph, where the Mechaber actually talks about this issue of Rashi and the Rebbeinu Tam, the two shitas and the tefillin. He says you would wear the Rashi on top, and you put so it covers over the ritzur of the ritzur of the Rashi goes over the ritzur of the Rebbeinu Tam. So it's not considered a chatzitza. So it means relying on the Svar of Min Minay in regards to that point.
Well, some people would wear Shiz Tefillin and then Rebbeinu Tam's Tefillin.
There are some people who do that, right? Okay.
Didn't we say that the ideal place to put the shalyad is like further down?
Right.
So that means if you're doing them both and one of them, so well, you do put the Rashi further down and then the Rebbeinu Tam higher?
You can do one of two ways. You can do it like that, or if they're small enough, you put one here and one here.
Oh, one next to each other.
Yeah. You have a satay on until they're very small.
Must be.
Yeah.
Some people wear both Rashi's tefillin and Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin at the same time.
Because this way you can... You're supposed to wear tefillin during Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're wearing both at the same time, you're fulfilling both shitas, both during Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. So that would be the best thing to do. Because of this issue, I find that it's wrong. It bothers me. People who grow their hair in the front of their head, it's called a blurius, Milvad Yehu Derech Shachetz V'Gai, but besides the fact that it is a way to be a show off, Ayin Mashakosta V'Yaradeh Simkuv Ayin Ches.
Shachetz.
Yeah. So Simkuv Ayin Ches is the Isser of Mechukasem Lo Selechu. So there, he brings it from the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's different things which are defined as chukazoakum. So the Rambam says that the wearing red clothing, very, very bright red clothing, you're over this chukazem osalechu because you're doing that to call attention to yourself. And that's there, shachatz v'gaivet. You want to be shachatz, shin ches tzadi. Yeah. Right. So it's a way to be show off and call attention to yourself, and that's the derech of the goyim to do that. So that's the chukaseim l'shalecha. You're following the ways of the goyim. Yidner hitznei alecha is a goyim show off. So the Rambam introduces such an idea. So over here also, a person who's worrying about his styling, his hair, right? That's derech shachas v'gaiva. But besides that, you have a concern with putting on your tefillin. So the Maaseh Shekel says the following. There's a concept in halacha called Hana Revisayo. So why don't we always say that my hair is considered a chatzitza between my head and my tefillin, because I have hair in between. He said, no, that's the normal way that it grows. So it's called Hana Revisayo. That's the normal way that the person grows. So it's not considered a chatzitza. However, if you wear it to the point where that would not be normal to do that, so that would be considered a chesitza. That's what the Maaseh Shekel says. Ayin Shom. Mishabur says, "Well, love chesitza nami." Besides the chesitza issue, b'shil hani saris hamarubim yavshal and samson shiyam hudakim umanakim amakam and kedin. There's too much hair; it's very hard to get the tefillin in the right place. They should get in the right place and stay in the right place. Right. One second, please. Think of something. Some type of deals with this question. Can you say something which grows out of the body? It's not considered part of the body. In other words, do we say something which? So he says in a case where it's oimed to be cut off, in other words, then it would be considered potentially a problem of a chatzitza. He's dealing with the gabbai halachos of tevila in the mikvah, which created a lot of interesting applications of it. But if it's to the point where it would not be it's not the way people normally wear it. One example of this is not necessarily Derech Shachas V'Gaiva, but this person's embarrassed. He's balding, so he has a comb over. So he has to be careful when he puts on the tefillin. He shouldn't put the comb over. Their comb over, they grow hair along the side, and they move it over. It should cover part of the hair in the middle. So people do that. The way the Mishnah understand that would be a problem. But chatzitza by tefillin. Okay.
When would it be hard to get the tefillin to
stay? If it's a lot of hair, it's hard to do that.
There's a lot of hair. What?
Yeah.
A lot of hair where?
On the head. What else do you have here?
On the head.
Right?
Is it inside something?
Okay. Tezayin ein lahakbid, but by the rituals, it's not a concern. So the Mishabura Bachranim Kosov the ein lahakol rakam makam akriches. That which we're being leaning into that by the rituals, it's not a consider of chatzitza. It's referring to the wrapping around the arm. That which is considered the basic act of being shira, that is a problem of chatzitza, and applies to the shayad and the shorosh. So we said, the person puts on the tefillin, so the act of shira is the tightening, which is going to require him to go around his arm, and then sort of stabilize it by going around his finger. So that's considered the basic act of actually of shira on the tefillin. So that chatzitza will be an issue. That which you go around sometimes in the middle, okay, that's a minute, and that over there for tzitzit not being concerned. A person is wearing his watch and he wants to keep wearing his watch where he's wearing his tefillin, so Mishmur is saying that would not be problematic.
Saying like a bandage on his finger would be makif?
A bandage on the finger theoretically could, you know, it depends on how the band-aids are. We'll see in a second. Mishabur's going to talk about a maka. Not all band-aids are considered a chitzitza. It could be that there's a mishamish to goof. We have to talk about why they're considered a chitzitza. Let's see. Because of tochachos megula, alanich and tefillin al gabi peya nochrish anikra faruka. So this person has a toupee. So he's very embarrassed that he's bald. He wears a toupee. So he puts on tefillin. He doesn't want to take off his toupee to put on his tefillin because then he's showing everybody that he's bald. So he puts on tefillin on top of his toupee. Right? So that's wrong. I feel him rak ha-ritzua munach ala peya nochrish. Even if just the ritzua is going over the peya nochrish, because that's part of the act of the kshir of the tefillin on the shalroish, is the straps that go around the head. That's going to go, this extra hair of the toupee is under the tefillin, under the ritzuas, it's going to be problematic. If he has some type of a wound, it's not in the place you actually place the bias of the tefillin, but where the ritzuas go. So what the lanich are ritzuas al gabi smartutin shalamaka. You're allowed to put the ritzuas over the bandages, well, we have a kavadak, or over some type of a light covering over the maka. And you make a bracha. Even though the ritzuas have a chitzitza between them and the head, give the maka chitzitza and chitzitza. Because where the chitzitza is, which the main tefillin is, there's no chitzitza, that's going to be primary. Not where you put the actual tefillin, but around where you're going to be putting the tying the ritzuas. If over there there's a maka with a bandage, you're allowed to put it over the bandages. It's like a bracha. We'll see later on that the Chazal have a drasha. What's the word lechol? It's really extra. It says, they will be tied to the voice, Berenecho. What's all you lechol? All you, the tied to voice, all you lechol. Right? All you lechol, all you lechol. Right? So what's lechol? So Chazal Darshan lechol, all you lechol. It's something private for you. So when you put on the shayat, they should be covered. It's your private thing between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not showing off your tefillin shayat.
And Shavrosh is the opposite, right?
Shavrosh is the opposite.
It's supposed to show it.
Correct. So you're going to put it on top of these coverings. You put something else on top of it. Okay.
Isn't
that
a Zohar? And Lecha is for you and not for others?
That's more.
Those little that go on the shelf, yeah, is that considered?
That could be that's enough. Could be that's enough. That's one of the suggestions of why they started. We see they have them now. Passover. I was talking to see a pair of tefillin this last week. The Bnei Yisachar's tefillin.
The actual ones.
The actual ones that he wore. There's one of his enochos. The descendants has the tefillin, and when in the family, if somebody puts that on the first time, they use the Bnei Yisachar's tefillin. So I was by another tefillin of an enochol. So the coverings were made out of leather.
What's the size? Is it the size?
It was a little bit smaller than what we have.
Smaller,
yeah. Yeah, but it was interesting. It was dakas. It wasn't gasses. It was made, made with layers. And it was made like a pair of dakas.
And dakas, you say, is not as.
It's
gasses easier to make, is better. You say
gasses are better, but the gasses are hard to make them small.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the cover was made out of leather. The small cover on top was made out of leather. A leather covering on top. So I guess that makes sense. They weren't wearing plastic coverings on top. So, right?
I don't think they have plastic in those.
Right? So, So they was made out of leather. It was like a special sush. Just let me hold them. It's like, wow. It was like, okay. And I'm a Litvak still. Okay.
Even after seeing that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're committed.
Yeah. A person who is inclined to having problems with getting colds. So he needs to keep his head warm and covered, etc. That's an ongoing problem that he has. If he'd have to uncover his head and put the tefillin directly onto his head. Well, you need him. He can't put it on. It's just he's gonna get, he'll get sick from that. If you do that regularly, he's just gonna get sick. Again, we don't relate to the cold that they were living in. He needed to keep his head covered. If it wasn't something on his head, he would get sick. So yesh lahatu lo niach tefillah shel rosh ala kaiva da kasamach l'rosh. You can put like a thin covering over the head and put the tefillah shel rosh on top of that. You should cover it over after people shouldn't see it. You don't get involved and people are getting confused. So this is the Rash Rashita is that this Rasha of Al Yodecha, it says by Shalyat, so that requires directly on the hand. It doesn't say by the Rosh, it's Bein Einecha. That doesn't necessarily say it has to be directly on the skin. It has to be Bein Einecha. So Rash holds there's no issue of Chatzitza by the Shalrush, only by the Shalyat. So the Mechaber and Sif Dalet Paskin, not like the Rash. He's coming over here and saying, hey, but that's for the average case. But the case where we have a need, if you tell the person, listen, you can't have a chatzitza, he says, okay, come up on tefillin. I can't get sick. All right. So we'll be semech on the Rashba.
Even under the chatzitza?
Yeah, even under the chatzitza.
You can't have that sick.
He's giving, according to the Rashba, there's no issue of chatzitza by the tefillin shorosh. However, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because the Torah is the bottom part which covers the tefillin. It comes underneath, closes it up. But you don't make a bracha. Yachav arachal shayad lohaniach. You make a bracha of lohaniach on the shayad, and that'll be mitzvah the shalrosh. And we're not going to make the shayad you're putting on properly. The only problem is the shalrosh. It's questionable, so don't make a bracha on the shalrosh. Yudzayin olu l'nezilus. Pirush yeshter makayv meichush b'rosh. He has a little bit of a wound, a damage, or a pain in his head. Vigal l'rosh yasek loy pirush. And if he uncovers him, the cold will exacerbate his illness. Kim shuonos yachol ismach al rashba. The sfer leidein chashash v'chatzitza. So in a situation of an onus, he can be semach on the rashba that there's no problem with chatzitza on the shalrosh. So like this, interesting question. It's a fascinating question. What was the loss of the covers? If you tell him that they can't uncover his, he has to put it directly on the head, he won't put it on tefillin. What does that mean? So it means like this. So there's a law later on in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav, that how much you have to spend for mitzvah aseh. So we pass you mitzvah aseh, you spend up to a chaimish. So if I need to spend the chaimish on the chasim to purchase the pair of tefillin, I'm okay to purchase the pair of tefillin. Let's change the scenario. There's no loss of money. It'll make me sick. So how do you judge that? If we keep doing them, it will make me sick. So I'm a chubb limits or not. So we know, we see from the fact that you're more than a shlish, you're not equipped to pay. It means it's our Mashiach. We come to say there's a level when since you're not doing it passively, you're just not doing it by being passive, by not doing it. There, at some point, the cost is going to be significant enough. You're considered an illness, and you're not going to do it. That's an illness. So, is illness an illness? So, the person saying clearly that permanent illness for sure is an illness. So, a person who has an illness that he has, let's say, for example, he broke his arm, and it has to be set. And then it has to be set in such a way it has to be totally immobilized, and you can't move it, put it on the film. If he doesn't do that, he'll be deformed the rest of his life. But he's not going to put on tefillin for 3 months. He doesn't put on tefillin, but he doesn't put on shalyad for 3 months. Because being deformed the rest of his life is more of an oinus than a chaybish nechasa. There was a psak that I heard this years ago, and I just heard it like last 2 or 3 weeks ago. I heard it again. I was listening to a shir. This taking been a step vital. This is, so what's called an illness? There's a physical deformity. What about an emotional illness? A person's going to have an emotional problem the rest of his life. So the shaila was, if the person had a stutter, and there's a doctor who said he could cure the stutter, but he would have to basically wire his mouth shut for a few months, and he can't speak. He will not speak anything at all for a few months. Then he'll retrain how to say all of the letters. Right? So there's no danger to his life. There's no being. He's not going to be a balmum, but he's going to have to live the rest of his life with this discomfort, this emotional discomfort of being a stutterer, which can affect him, his emotional health, mental health. So there was a gadol in the York who said that that's considered the leben zach. This is mamash anishu behav. The person to function is through his life. He can't get, the issues that the person would be challenged if he's embarrassed with his stutter. And he was mad that he wouldn't say kriyishma, he wouldn't say birchas amos, and he wouldn't miss the rices for 3 months or whatever it was, a few months, because he'd be able to get over his stutter. So there's such a concept. So he's saying over here that not only does it's something which is a permanent, but the person getting, I mean, Tomah is not talking about getting, he feels uncomfortable. He's going to be not full of mishka, he's going to be it's going to make him sick by putting on tefillin. He's not going to put on tefillin, the mechaber is saying.
He's saying even in temporary.
So that's he's considered an onus, that at least this much will be stomach on the rash. So it sounds like, would we take it all the way? Remember, Shlomo Zalman had a psak about a child was born. Immediately after he was born, there was a problem with the foot. The foot had to be set, otherwise he would be deformed. It would mean they would have to postpone the milah for a few months. So Shlomo Zalman said, "Put him in a cast, and and we'll do the milah later."
Hey.
Okay. So we're relying on the Rashi. Well, never ben anecha el l'sayim l'hem mokim. According to the Rashi, it doesn't have to be directly ben anecha. It has to be where you put it. That issue of that it's something which is private for you. Chazal darshan in the pasuk that everybody should see that Hashem's name is on. He was referring to Tefillin Shebarosh. So we see that over there, specifically, it's supposed to be visible. So, in other words, that itself indicates it should be put as deep in as possible, directly on the skin, and covered over afterwards by your clothing. But the Shebarosh is put on top of your clothing. The Rashi holds, make it more visible. You know, the less you're covering it, the more it's visible. So put it on top of your towels, according to the Rashba, that's what he argues. So people don't know why he's doing this, and we don't want to create confusion with people. So we said cover it, because otherwise it's confusing to people. Tefillah Shorosh, you put it on the Kavadak. If you have a maka on the arm, where you would be placing your tefillin shel yad, b'maka mispeshetas b'chol kibbutz, it affects the whole biceps. Mutalaniach al ratia im lo sagi b'lavach. You put on the bandage, but however v'lo yivarch. There you can't make any bruch at all. The hadassah b'poiskin the chesitza paselis, they hold it's a problem. In that situation, you work time al shel roish k'liyal b'simin chavav b'hagot. So we have one case where you're not doing the bruch on the shel yad. They make both bruchas on the shel roish.
And that would be for a cast also? The person has a cast?
Theoretically, it would be the same thing. Even though you already have something on your arm, you should have something over it on top. So, give a kind of lacha of l'chol, it should be only for you. This is all on your head to by a bandage. When you have tefillin al chaluk, they put tefillin on top of your sleeve of your shirt. Yes, remember the also feel of a yesh tamaka, feel miyul b'shalav begadach. So this something which is made specifically for the purpose of the maka. So we could argue that's not a considered. In other words, these things come to be mishamish the goof. So we could argue in a certain sense to bottle to the goof. That's the tzad the kula. Whereas the shirt is not bottled to the goof, and that's it's like you're putting on your arm. But here you're putting on the maka, you're putting on the thing which is there to protect, help the maka. So it's mishamish directly to the goof, and that's pot. So it's not a, it could be, it's not a chatzitza. So, but assured that we would be problematic. That's why a cast is more damage to a bandage than it is to a shirt. A kavadak, we only allow you to do it if it's a thin lining. You can't get in the right spot if it's too thick. But you make the bracha only in the shalyad, rock your border. When you make the bracha in the shalyad, you have a mind for the shalrash also.
The case we're talking about.
So in this situation, you make a bracha on the shayad, and that's it, not on the shayad at all, because you might be putting on top of this covering, which makes it questionable. If it's possible to slip off the chatzitza for kriyas shema and tefillah, a person should do that. That should be done. Okay, let's hold it here.